Morning, everybody. So, as already been mentioned, our theme for worship this morning is music. And our call to worship is taken from Psalm 98. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre. With the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. And so now let's make a joyful noise, singing hymn number 83, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Let us pray to the eternal God. With our songs and music, we praise you in our worship services. We thank you for the music that moves us and the words that instruct us, for the hymns that accompany us into everyday life. Inspire the musicians when they play in worship. Fill our hearts with beautiful hymns and give new composers heavenly melodies and gospel words. So, our praises join those of your heavenly court and sing of your greatness, your love, and your faithfulness. God, whose life dances in and beyond all creation, whose song resounds throughout the universe and beyond, You call us to add our voices to your harmony. You long for all voices to be part of your song of infinite grace. May we have the courage to raise our voices to join your song, and the sensitivity to enable all voices to be heard. May we know and rest in the silence that births all melodies. May all hearts echo with the resonance of your love. May our voices be raised in shouts of protest, in howling cries of grief, and in gentle sounds of comfort. May we join the yearning choir in the deep lament that longs for change and brings healing into being. Dear God, let us live loudly through you. Let us embrace the glorious noise you bring us. Let us crash with chords and shouts and carry those who struggle with silence. Let us sing, shout, scream our truth, knowing we are accepted, affirmed, belong, for we are your crowd, your concert. Amen. So we go on to sing a slightly more contemporary hymn now. It's number 333, Majesty, Worship His Majesty.
Glorified King of
Now a little bit about that hymn. It was written in 1981 by Jack Hayford. He was on holiday in the UK in 1977 when the country was celebrating the Silver Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth. Everywhere he travelled, from the south of the country to the northern part of Scotland, he noticed the symbols and sounds of royalty. But it was after his visit to Blenheim Palace that Jack began to consider, if we're all awestruck by the royalty of earthly kings, how much more we should be in awe of the King of Kings. Jack, from California, remembers writing of this song. As my wife and I drove along together, at once the opening lyrics and the melody of this song came to my heart. I seemed to feel something new of what it meant to be his, to be raised to a partnership with him on his throne. When Jack returned home to California, he completed the song. He describes it as a description of the gloriously regal nature of our Saviour, and also a statement that our worship can align us with his throne, so his authority can flow to us and through us.
I think we can all agree that music has the most amazing power to move us, to lift us, to soothe us, to calm us. It just has power. It's got the power to bring back memories and remind us of places and people, all sorts of things. It's got tremendous power. Some of you may know, quite a few of you may know, of Hannah Dunnett. She's an artist, and I think we're going to have a picture. There we go. She does a lot of paintings which are made into posters and cards you may have already seen or received. They're very special. And from a distance, you can see that just looks like a little bay. It's got boats. But if you know her work, if you look at it, it's got all the verses of the Bible, loads of verses, very significant, penned around them. And these are her thoughts as she created this painting. She says, this is a hymn, we're talking about Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, which we're going to sing after this. Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. This is a hymn we sang many times in school assemblies. There was little to find in my school to encourage or inspire faith. This hymn and a few other hymns we sang became a little window of opportunity to meet with God. When I hear this hymn, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, I picture the sea and fishing boats, prompted by the verse about the disciples responding to Jesus' call. I now live in Cornwall, and there are fishing boats all around me. Visually, they're very appealing and have great charm, so they worked perfectly for this picture. I painted them anchored in a bay, as this hymn has a calming and peaceful effect. The words call us away from busyness and the general clamour of life and all its demands. They encourage us to seek time and space, to find a place where we can hear the voice of God and be refreshed. For me, this is Hannah Dunnett, the hymn can be said as a prayer. It's a reflection on ourselves and our constant need to realign our minds and thoughts. It is a call to find the will of God in our lives and to follow in his ways. So reflecting on that and also sensing the music with the words, because words with music have such power. Shall we stand and sing, Singing the Faith 495, Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. A lovely peace after singing something like that, I think, that rests over us. We're going to have a time now of discussion. I know some people don't like to talk with other people. If that's the case, just reflect on some of these questions that we're going to be thinking about. But I would encourage you to just turn to people near you, next to you, behind you, whatever it is, and have a think. There's some questions going to appear on the board. Thinking back to what we've just sung, what images or memories does this hymn hold for you? Do you long for stillness and peace? How do you find an opportunity in your day for time to reflect or think? Doesn't matter which order you do them in, or just turn, have a chat with people, and we'll come together shortly. Right, I think we could carry on talking for ages, but gradually we're going to settle and listen to each other, I think. Okay. Is there anybody who would like to reflect on any of those questions? I'm not going to go through them. Anything which has come up that somebody feels they might be able to share? We have a pop mic to come round to you. Anybody going to be brave enough to share something? It might be your thoughts, it might be something you've heard from somebody else. And we don't have to. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. So following on from that, we're going to have a reading. Dan is going to come to us and read from Psalm 150. Thank you, Dan.
Psalm 150, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tamarind and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God, for the reading of your holy word. Amen.
Another thought is the music of nature. I don't know how many of you are blessed by the sounds of nature, birdsong, water. It's just so beautiful. If we go for a walk and tune out from the noise of roads and things like that and listen for birdsong, or if you happen to escape into the countryside, it's so soothing, so uplifting. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a few minutes of quiet, and we've got some bird song, and in the background you may hear a little bit of river running by, but just enjoy the music of nature. If you want to close your eyes, do. If you want to, but whatever you do, just relax. Relax and listen to the music of nature. I'm reluctant to break that sound, but we've got a blackbird that sings outside our window as we wake in the morning. He's very different in the springtime than he is later on. In fact, he goes quite quiet at different times. But what amazes me in springtime is the different sounds of his song. I can just lie there and listen to the change, and it's always different. Beautiful, but different. And the question is not to do with nature, it's to do with the way we worship God with music. We are so blessed with our music group, with their different voices that blend for the flute, always the harmonies that come. And then we've got the power of the organ and the piano. We are so blessed. And our worship, I think, has been really enriched over the years as they have worshipped. And it's wonderful. Question to consider together. Is there anything else that we could do here? What do you enjoy in worship? Music. What else could we do to be different, to do it a bit differently? Or are you very happy with what we're doing? Do think and talk with people and see what you come up with. I challenge you to turn around again and have a little think. Right, I'm going to interrupt you. And I really would encourage you to share, please, your thoughts, because I know that a lot of us, well, I think all of us are just so happy with what the music we have at the moment. But I've been speaking with the worship group down here. They are very interested to see what people come up with. So,
we think the mix of worship here is really, really fine for what we do. We like using the videos, or I like using the videos for the more lively worship. I think that's great. We talked about more sung prayer. We'd really like that, whether it was us all singing or whether the worship group could sing more sung prayer.
I'm going to write these down. Thank you. Don't be shy. Come on. You were chatting so much.
I think we were similarly saying we really love the mix that we have here. It's so lovely to have like the organ songs and the more like just when it's the piano and stuff. But we're saying that, well, I was saying that it would be quite nice to have some more contemporary songs as well as a bit of a mix. There's a lot of artists out there now that are really bringing kind of worship music into the forefront of people's minds, like Forrest Frank, and there's so many others out there that are a bit more upbeat, which might be a bit of a challenge, because I know it's always awkward when you don't really know a song, but they are really good songs as well, so it might be nice to have some of those every now and again. Yeah,
that's great. Thank you very much. Yay, the hands are going up.
Hi, I'm Ernie. We'd echo that exactly. That was the main thing we thought about, that yes, of course, we all know those hymns from school assembly, but if I was 25 and came along here, I'd probably only come once, because the music just wouldn't dreadful joke coming up, wouldn't strike a chord with me, you know. So yeah, same point, just to echo it really.
I'm putting ticks against ones which are repeated.
As a visitor, can I encourage you to have instruments without singing and singing without instruments?
Hey. Thank you very much.
I'm going to talk a bit about participation. It's one of these things where we've had people lead different parts of the congregation in singing, so men, women, singing different parts. That's quite nice. We've been given sort of kazoos and that sort of stuff in the past, and that, I must admit, strikes fear into my heart. I'm not very good at music, and I'm very, very self-conscious about it, but it's helps me break down that sort of introversion I've got. I think a little bit more of that. And we also said about the variety of songs we have. We're very happy with what we've got, but there are so many other types of music that we could be exploring. We've had Adrienne here singing, bringing her band. I think we've had other people come in and do their music. I'd like to see, it would be nice to see more of that, I feel. Any other?
I know there are lots of musical people here who probably could play instruments that they could join together. Rachel did used to get people together, and I enjoyed it a lot. I think it was nice to be able to do it now and then, to have a few, you know, a little orchestra or something like that.
Thank you very much. I've been quite quiet because I'm writing down. These are wonderful.
I suppose just because the subject of contemporary music has been kind of raised, we used to do a worship night every month at Jason's, which was really helpful to kind of introduce us in a group to more kind of contemporary music and things like that. So maybe a worship night, but on a Sunday morning might be something of an option.
I think, Kath, you were going to say something.
One of our suggestions has already come up, that sometimes we have just music and not the singing, sort of as we come into worship. But that was one suggestion, but I think someone else has said that.
Thank you.
Can I just say that one of the joys of coming to this church is the trio that sing before the service. I always like to get here early and listen to them.
Oh, that's Thank nice you. To hear, isn't it? Yeah, big smiles over there. Thank you. We're done. Thank you so much. Loads written down there. Now we're going to have another chance to sing. This is a mighty powerful one, the music and the words. I think that's what's so amazing, is the way words and music go together to sort of just touch you right in your heart. And this one is Singing the Faith 337, There is a Higher Throne. And if you don't know it, just go with it and feel it as you sing.
Can I just add to that, that this is one that we introduced as a pre-service song because we stumbled across it in the book and thought, this is great. So people listened to it and said, oh, we should sing that again, and it's become one that we enjoy. So.
Thank you.
Praises rise.
now we will have our prayers for ourselves and the world. So let us pray. Loving God, we come this day with a song in our hearts to celebrate your gift of music, to lift up our voices in glad thanksgiving, to make a joyful noise to you. You have given us so much to celebrate, so much to rejoice in. It's good to give thanks, right to be glad, fitting to show our joy in music and song. And we now bring you this service as an act of worship, an expression of thanksgiving, and an outpouring of our love. Receive our praise, accept our songs, and fill our hearts with joy and thanksgiving as we remember the wonder of your love and rejoice in all you have done for us. But now we come to pray for all in our world who feel they may have nothing to sing about, nothing to celebrate or rejoice over. The poor, the sick and the hungry, the homeless, the unemployed, the downtrodden, the weak, the vulnerable and the oppressed, the lonely, the unloved and the unwanted, the sorrowful, the depressed and the despairing, the sick, the diseased and the dying. Lord, in your love, put a new song into their hearts, a song of hope instead of despair. We pray for those for whom life brings intolerable demands, those facing famine, fleeing as refugees, suffering persecution, enduring war, struggling against injustice, terrified of the future, haunted by the past. Lord, in your love, put a new song into their hearts, a song of victory instead of defeat. Loving God, reach out in compassion to all in such circumstances, assuring them that despite appearances, you are there, sharing their pain, anxious for their welfare, hungry to bless. Lord, in your love, put a new song into their hearts, a song of life instead of death. May the day come when they, with us, join in singing songs of praise to the glory of your name. Amen. And now let us join together in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now we're going to join in our final hymn, and it had to be a Wesley. So Charles Wesley, great hymn, And Can It Be, number 345.
Interest in the Saviour's blood. quod amo.
Tis mercy, O.
Let other
dead,
let angel minds and qua no more. He left his father's throne above, so free, so.
Into the world rejoicing, for God is waiting to meet us and surprise us with the beauty of his presence. In the song of a blackbird, the hooting of an owl, the falling of a leaf, in the murmur of the breeze and the rushing of the wind, God is here, God is there, God is everywhere. Let us go then and walk with him in the light of his love and the fullness of life. Amen.